This was the first time for a request for chickens as pets.
Hayes Post reporter Becky Kaiser recaps the latest Hayes City Commission meeting with Assistant City Manager Colin Belzer and Commissioner Reese Barrick on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Kind of a short one with a short agenda, but I wanted to start, Colin, because you haven't joined us for a while and you have a new title, which I think maybe we've talked about it before, but I want to remind people that you're, along with the new title of Deputy City Manager, your duties have changed a little bit. Tell us about that.
Well, glad to be back. But yes, they've changed a little bit. City Manager Toby Doherty is had an extended absence because of water things happening with our water transfer down Wichita. So I don't want to sound like this, but I'm basically running the show right now.
You're in charge.
and I'm appreciative of the support of the commission and City Manager Doherty. But yeah, so right now I'm kind of doing it all. And while he focuses on water, and I think, you know, the water thing will extend beyond just this hearing. You know, there'll still be months of deliberation and decisions eventually happening. So,
well, Reese, let's talk about the water issue. We have, as Colin just said, Toby is out of town. We knew that he was going to be out of town for a while. The hearing finally with the judge is coming up in Wichita next week.
Yes, it all starts next Wednesday and we'll go for as much as 2 weeks. So there'll be a lot of testimony. We've got lots and lots of testimony, expert witnesses, exhibits to put together. And I think we're feeling really confident about what our position is going to be.
And so Toby has been assisting the hired attorneys that we've had locally and in Wichita and I think Kansas City as well. So preparing information for that. Tell us, Colin, at this point, this has gone on so long, I'm sure people are a little confused about what point really at. We're really expecting some sort of specific action at this point.
Yeah, so we're actually at the transfer hearing process. So the decision to move water up to Hayes, there'll be an administrative judge. That's the process that Commissioner Barrick talked about next week, where administrative judge will hear the arguments for and against. Could last up to 2 weeks. He is able to deliberate on that. And then late 2023, early 2024, he recommends his decision to a panel of state officials. There's three of them, in charge of water. So Department of Health, Environment, and those type of agencies. And so we should know late this year, early next year, the decision on being able to transfer water up to Hayes. And of course, we're very confident, you know, like Commissioner Barrick said, we have plenty of evidence and expert witness and experts that are going to testify on it.
Okay, I'm going to be the negative naysayer here, play devil's advocate. What if this ruling, if this judgment is not in favor of Hayes and Russell, then what would we do?
Well, you can, I believe you can always appeal it. First of all, we don't like to think that way, Becky.
Sure, I understand. Nobody wants to.
You know, and in fact, the big opposing group has said they're not opposed to the transfer. So
water pack we're talking about.
Uh-huh. Yes. So, I mean, it seems everybody is okay with the transfer. It's all about how much water. And we've already, you know, committed to using less water than what we're legally entitled to for sustainability reasons, which of course in Hayes we feel is important. So, I don't think there's any doubt that the transfer will actually happen if people are clearly supportive of it.
All right. Well, let's talk about things that were specifically on the agenda last night. Well, actually not on the agenda, but citizens' comments. People always have the opportunity to bring up something that's not on the agenda. Reese, and last night we had a young lady come in and talk to the commissioners about whether or not the city would be interested in allowing chickens as pets for people that would actually live in their homes. And then as the discussion continued, there was a little bit of talk about people having chickens for egg-laying purposes, you know, to supply their eggs to eat. But anyway, what is the status of being able to have chickens as pets in Hayes?
Well, there is no status right now because this is the first time it's ever come up. There's been requests before but for people to have chickens in their backyards for eggs, and which is, you know, fairly common in cities all around the state. as well as around the country. But this was the first time for a request for chickens as pets, and as pets that you would keep in your house. And so it's a pretty fascinating thing. It's having little dinosaurs in your house. Chickens are, as with most animals, can be really well trained. They can be trained to do some fairly extraordinary things. A bird brain is supposed to be derogatory, but they're actually pretty smart animals. But they're, you know, they're smelly and can be smelly and can be dirty animals. But people that have trained them can keep them very clean, and they can be probably just as good a pet as anything else. So it's fascinating that we're getting to that point where people want to keep chickens as pets.
So the directive of the commissioners to this young woman was, find, you know, bring us some evidence of people interested in doing this, and we can go from there. So it may reappear on an agenda again?
It will very likely appear on an agenda, and I don't think there's any, you know, strong opinions that this shouldn't happen or this must absolutely has to happen. So we're definitely interested in hearing more about it and the citizenry to see if there's interest in people.
So if you have
pets,
an opinion about little dinosaurs in your house or your backyard, call Reese Barrick.
Absolutely.
Email. Okay.
I'm ready to hear about it.
And Colin, there was also a movement and approval last night for a resolution for the city to actually buy some property through, I don't know if it's partnership, but through the work with Grow Hayes. This is the big, huge lot that's kind of in the middle of town to the west of the cemetery, just west of 27th and Vine. And that's been vacant for a long time, has been owned by the Catholic Diocese of Salina. Why is the city interested in that? What are we going to do with it?
Well, obviously, you know, we like to try and partner with Grow Hayes on projects. You know, we've worked with, from an incentive side standpoint, with, you know, Doug Williams and Grow Hayes' housing development they have out there, Tallgrass, other projects he comes forward with. Last year, the city commission did put on the capital improvement plan the possibility of a new police facility. It's listed out there in the future, and it was talked about during the budget presentation this year, and it's in our budget again to even move it forward with possible design. So nothing, you know, things can still happen where maybe it won't come to reality, but we felt there was a good opportunity for a joint venture where if the city can do a public use on it, that we would work with Grow Hayes and could be a private and public use component, or just entirely private. But if you look at our CIP, that is the next police or next public facility that is planned.
And that would be considered infill, which I know that the city likes to look at those opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the infrastructure's already there. You know, we don't have to add more infrastructure, more liability for that. And, you know, it should be said, you know, the police department and sheriff's get along really well, you know, and they've functioned in the same building for decades. But, you know, Hayes has obviously gotten bigger. Our police force is bigger. Very professional. And so it's just something we need to explore about taking that next step as a community.